Welcome to another tale from George's Pocketbook. George is a frontline UK response officer dedicated to fighting crime, resolving family disputes in minutes that have taken years to break down, and getting in the faces of the social underclass. All events are real, and names and places have been changed to protect the innocent, not so innocent, and plain stupid.
It was a busy late turn, and George eventually found time to get to the canteen for a sandwich and a cup of tea. If he was honest, he would have had to admit that he was having difficulty getting back into the swing of things after just getting back from a 2-week holiday with his family. He was only partially paying attention to the paperwork he was working through and kept finding himself looking up to the TV screen. They were showing a comedy film called Wild Hogs, and just then the character played by William H. Macy was in Starbucks, in cycling shorts, and talking to his Apple computer, which was pretty much ignoring him. For some reason, the scene brought an image of Morgan to his mind, causing him to laugh aloud. He suddenly stopped when he looked around and realised that everybody else in the canteen had stopped talking and was staring at him. His blushes were saved, however, at that moment when a call was broadcast on their personal radios. "Any unit to assist, please. Suspects on premises now." Followed by an address that was only a few minutes away from the police station. Almost as one, everyone in a canteen wearing a uniform stood and ran towards the doors, fighting over each other to be heard on the radio and get assigned to the call. As George reached the rear yard, he saw that 4 cars were ahead of him and making for the back gates. He shook his head and told himself he really did have to get into the game. As he drove to the call, he and his operator listened to updates from the units that had already reached the scene. 2 suspects wearing dark hooded tops had been seen running away from a house that they had apparently been disturbed while breaking into. "They're wearing hoodies," thought George. "They must be up to no good." One of the suspects had been found and caught, but he wasn't saying anything about where his accomplice was. It was already dark and the search wasn't going well. Too many police boots had trampled the ground in their enthusiasm to find their outstanding offender, and so the 2 dog units that had turned up were having difficulty finding any useful tracks anywhere. The control room decided that they needed the air support unit and were able to assign India 99 to assist the search. The officers on the ground pulled back and established a cordon around several streets in the neighbourhood, hoping that their quarry was still inside it. After a few more minutes, the helicopter was overhead and circling the area. George had spent some time at the ASU a while back, and he knew that they were now establishing the search area and systematically guiding an infrared TV camera over it in a grid pattern. To the officers on the ground, it seemed that they'd had taken an age before India 99 finally called them on their radio and asked for the 2 officers stood between the 2 patrol cars to identify themselves. Everyone looked around, hoping it was them, but it was George that realised that they meant him and his operator, so he immediately waved. "Turn to your left and walk forward," directed the operator on India 99. "We've detected a strong heat source in a garden near you." George did as he was told. He and his operator followed directions that took them over a 6-foot fence and through a dense hedge. Eventually, they found themselves in the back garden, looking across a moonlit lawn toward thick bushes around a pair of trees. "The heat source is behind the 2 trees ahead of you. Good luck." George and his operator looked at each other and grinned. George signalled that they should split up and approach from opposite sides. As the sound of his colleagues making their way to join them filled his ears, George made his way slowly around the bushes toward the trees, careful to make as little noise as possible. "You are directly in front of the heat source now," called India 99. George saw a dark shape in front of him and his operator beyond. "You're mine, my old mate," muttered George, as he threw himself at the dark shape before his operator could get his hands on it. He managed an almost perfect tackle, striking low with his shoulder as he flung his arms around his target, which didn't move. In the light of the torches being held by his colleagues, who were now running to join him and help him with his prisoner, George was finally able to see that he had arrested a compost bin.